do alchemists have to be like this? Equivalent exchange. Are you an idiot? You really are stupid. Share half your life? I'll give you all of it. Well, maybe not all of it. 90%. Or maybe 80%. A bit more than 70. Okay, then 85%? Sure, I can give you that much. What? Are you making fun of me?
Let's take a look at him. Well, well, Ethan Winters. You escaped my little brother's idiot games, did you? Let's see how special you are. Starting to go a little stale. Now, my daughters, first I must inform Mother Miranda. But later? Well, there will be enough for everyone. Careful what you wish for, Ethan Winters.
Grandmother heard them. The voices from the spirit realm. And Mother said her own power would develop within me, but I don't hear or feel anything. Father has told me time and time again. He always says, quit wasting your time playing at being a scholar. Curse you. I've spent every day of my life dedicated to praying. I've pleaded to the spirits tied to the ancient gods. And still, the holy powers have proven deaf to my devotion. Please, just tell me, what is it? What's wrong with me?
It all began as an ordinary day in September. An ordinary day in Raccoon City, a city controlled by Umbrella. No one dared to oppose them, and that lack of strength would ultimately lead to their destruction. I suppose they had to suffer the consequences of their actions, but there would be no forgiveness. If only they had the courage to fight. It's true that once the wheels of justice begin to turn, nothing can stop them. Nothing. It was Raccoon City's last chance. And my last chance. My last escape.